Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis, right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start. But they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. For those of you who do not know, I had the incredible opportunity to serve as one of the broadcasters for the Illinois Men's Tennis 2021 season. There were so many perks that went along with that opportunity. Of course, I had the chance to watch the Illini up close in person. They have put together a 14-2 campaign thus far, certainly one of the stories of this 2021 Division I men's college tennis season, and I've had such a great chance to get to know all of the players, watch them develop through the season, see this team come together, see, you know, up close in person how they've managed to accomplish this 14-2 start to, again, a fantastic year, really a mulligan year for an Illinois team that had a lot of breaks go against them to start 2020. And of course, they were a returning cast of characters, all Americans in Alexander Kovacevic and Alex Brown, so much talent in Sifo Monsi, in Zeke Clark, of course, one of the top recruits in the nation, in Hunter Heck, so many other talented pieces on the roster as well. And to see this team come together the way they have, to see them put together this 2021 season, a 14-2 campaign, it's been such a pleasure, such a, again, a fantastic, I keep coming back to this word, but opportunity not only for me to get to hone my broadcasting skills, but to get to see up in person what it takes day in, day out to put together a top 10, not just team, but a top 10 program. Really, you know, I think the world of Coach Dancer, everyone in the Illinois Athletic Department that's a part of this Illinois men's tennis team. It's been so great for me to get to the chance to get to know all of them, to get to follow this season up close. But of course, I also had the opportunity to speak with all of these players on the record in person at the Atkins Tennis Center this past weekend, final home weekend. I was like, I can't go through this entire season without getting the guys at a minimum on the podcast now. For Kovacevic, for Zeke Clark, you're going to be able to see both of these interviews coming out this week on the Cracked Interviews podcast as videos on our YouTube channel. Unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties with Sifo Monsi. I think someone walked through them. There were a bunch of things. The camera stopped working. It doesn't matter. The point being, two of these interviews, if you want to see their smiling faces, my smiling face, the beautiful Atkins Tennis Center, you can find them on our YouTube channel on today's Cracked Interviews podcast. And I apologize for that long-winded intro. I just wanted to provide all of you listeners some context of why you are going to see a rush of Illinois men's tennis interviews this week. It's because I've had the chance to see them up close in person, and I wanted to get them in the booth on the podcast before their home season concluded. So on this edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast, I am joined by 2019 All-American, 2021. I can't believe I called it 2021. 2021 Cleveland Challenger semifinalist. And, you know, despite his current ITA ranking, I would say pretty unequivocally, you may say top 10, I would say one of the five best players in the nation right now in University of Illinois senior Alexander Kovacevic. Kova joins me on the program to talk about his team's start to this 2021 season, how, you know, motivating that national indoor weekend was for him, that decision to come back for his senior year, how he's seen it pay dividends, and then, of course, what he thinks this team can accomplish moving forward as we head towards postseason play here in the 2021 season. I have to say, I've gotten the chance to hang out with Kova so much over these past few months. I was in Cleveland. He was in Cleveland. Obviously, I've seen all of his home Illinois matches. I'm a big fan. I say it all the time. You know, I refer to it. We joke around on the Great Shot podcast that, you know, that guy's my guy. Kova's one of my guys now, and so certainly it was great to get the chance to chat with him. I think all of you listeners are going to enjoy him as well. He's a guy who clearly thinks through everything he's doing on the court, just had fantastic answers to all of the questions I asked. Of course, I will remind all of you quickly, because it was a long intro, the reason we're able to do this day in, day out, because of the support we get from you listeners, the support we get from our Patreon family, and of course the support we get from our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com, use the promo code CR15 to get 15% off your order, free two-day shipping on all orders exceeding $75. Best of all, a free can of Extra Duty tennis balls, MidwestSports.com. The promo code is CR15. With that in mind, excuse me, I promise there will not be long-winded intros moving forward throughout the week on this podcast. That's the context. Lots of Illinois men's tennis-related content down the pipeline here on the Cracked Interview Show, but without further ado, let's get to our first of our interviews from our Illinois men's tennis saga, and we start with All-American Alexander Kovacevic.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, Cracked fans. We are here live at the Atkins Tennis Center, where we are joined by number one singles player for the Illini, All-American Alexander Kovacevic. Kova, thank you for joining me here in the booth. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah. Pre-match, little talk. Yeah, no. Doing well.
I feel like this is as good of a routine as any, right? This will get you loose, certainly more than the warm-up exercises we've all heard. I think for me, the most striking thing, this is just a random tangent, I apologize, but it's the same playlist every week. It's always, and it's the same order, too.
Yeah, and usually I have a say in the playlist, and this year I wasn't sure whether I was coming back or not, so I didn't actually put any of my songs in there.
No.
So, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know when which song is coming, what time of the warm-up it's coming. It's a good playlist, I agree, right. And they're all of the songs are stuck in my head. But anyways, to that being said, I know you guys are players of routine, so I appreciate you again doing this before the match. And when you come into today's match, you guys are coming off of an incredible weekend. You guys knocked off the Wolverines and gave yourself a shot at, you know, getting a share of the Big Ten regular season title. And just, you know, looking beyond that, when you look at last season's results, and it was such a tough start to your season, so many close matches just not going your way, to be in this position now 1 year later, what's this season been like for you?
It's been a little bit of a surprise, a little bit, just with how clinical we've been with a lot of the matches that we've won. It just, you know, it seems like we've really hit our stride, and we're just taking care of business week in and week out, which is amazing to see. You know, that's kind of the goal, especially in a college team. You have so many different players that can play, you know, really well. But what's most important is that they can consistently put out at least good enough. Each player can play good enough to where we're, you know, consistently taking care of business each week. So that's something that this year has been, you know, really evident to me specifically. And yeah, the team's been doing great. So
mm-hmm. No, I've noticed that as well. It really does feel like every week it's, no, we're going to get to 4 points quickly. Yeah, you might get a set here. Yeah, you might take a singles point there, but we're going to be the first team to four. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit off camera, but for our listeners who may not know this, you obviously have pro aspirations, and I'm sure there was very much an impulse after last season to just say, you know what, I think I'm ready to go pro. I've done the college thing long enough. And, you know, I know you and Brad talked, and he was like, just come play the National Indoor Weekend. Let's see what happens. Well, then we saw what happened. You guys knock off USC opening night, the defending champions. You guys have, you know, a tough match against Baylor the next day. But even without you, team ends up beating Virginia. You guys end up beating Michigan last weekend. Again, just even before that, that kickoff weekend, what did that do in terms of your decision to come back? Did that, you solidified it? You're like, nope, I'm here.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, not many people know really what happened behind the scenes of that whole, you know, Virginia thing where I left to go play a pro tournament, and it wasn't at all a decision that I kind of thought through enough, and I didn't really, you know, I wasn't really thinking. I was just, you know, my plan all along was to come back for National Indoors to play and, you know, help the team out. I didn't realize what that would mean and how, you know, attached I could be to the team after that. I watched that match from the airport, the Virginia match, and the second I saw the guys out there, I regretted not being there for that match. But obviously, looking back, I wouldn't have changed it. I wouldn't have been there, you know, yeah. Just because, you know, it was so amazing to watch, and I was so inspired by the guys and proud of just the way that, you know, they fought and got it done, even, you know, without me there. And then after that, I was like, you know what? Like, they want to do this. I want to do this. We're going to do it. So I really want to make this year special. And I was like, you know what? I'm coming back, and I'm back. You know, there may be some really good pro opportunities, which I've already taken one since then. But, you know, I've been talking through with the coaches and my teammates a lot more about, you know, going through the details of those a lot more than I was before, and you know, we're all comfortable and pretty, we see eye to eye with what I'm doing and what the team's doing, and you know, I'm all in with the team. Just, you know, I also have a lot of pro aspirations, as you said, and I want to make sure I kind of can try to find a balance of both.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've done an excellent job of doing that. And believe me, I want to talk about that, yeah. Cleveland Challenger semifinal, because I had the chance to be there and watch your run through the week. But, you know, again, looking back at your team, I think you're, what, 13-2, 14-2, 15-2, whatever it may be. The only two losses coming to Baylor and then an Ohio State match early in the season. You use the word belief. That National Indoor Weekend, to go 2-1, to get a win even when you weren't there, what did that do for the team's belief? And again, your two losses only on the year, I feel like you guys certainly believe you can do some special things this season.
No, absolutely. You know, the beginning of the year is always a little, you know, I guess, I don't know what the word is, but
choppy.
Choppy. You don't really know what the actual best team in the nation is, but to, you know, put up a fight against every single team, you know, here in the National Indoors, and show that, you know, like, we're part of that group of, you know, top teams. That's the kind of belief that you kind of need. It's not, you don't need to win every single match, but just to, you know, feel like you belong in the top teams in the nation. Definitely something where, you know, you're hitting at the top teams, and whether you're there yet or not, it's definitely like gives you the belief of, okay, we can get there. If it's not now, it's by May. And yeah, I mean, I think a lot of our guys individually have a lot of belief in themselves. You know, Seeps, Zeke, you know, I think they're undefeated still. I haven't played many matches, but I feel pretty good about, you know, my chances against
them. You're undefeated as well. You didn't want to say it. I'll say it for you. Don't worry.
No, well, I mean, in no way do I feel like I, you know, can't be beaten, but I just, you know, we all have belief that we can take on any team in the nation, and yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Every day, you know, we're taking care of business against any team that we're that you put in front of us, and if we win, we win. If we lose, well, you got to beat us. So,
yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Obviously, you guys did that to my Wolverines. I was imploring you. I was like, go try to play Miami. Go do something else. You don't have to be here this weekend. But that was a fantastic win, and you guys have yourself in a position. I don't really know the rules of the Big Ten regular season title. No one seems to. So, you know, if you guys win out, certainly you will have earned a share of that, whether it's a three-way split. What we're doing, who knows. But, you know, I walk in, and we're here at the Atkins Tennis Center. Obviously, you see the 2003 National Championship banner. You were on a team, I think it was your sophomore year, 2018. I had the chance to be down in Winston-Salem. You guys make the quarterfinals that year, and I believe you were playing four singles on the team, maybe five at the time, and you guys lost to a Wake Forest team that would go on to win the national championship. And so, you know, obviously you've seen what a national championship team looks like. I know it starts with the Big Ten Conference, but in a COVID-related season, you're only going to get to play national matches twice this year, you know, at the national indoors, where you guys were great, and then come NCAA tournament. How focused are you guys? How excited are you for that NCAA tournament? And, you know, when you look at your level, what do you think this team is capable of?
Yeah, so
I know that's a long question.
No,
I'll
try to dissect it yeah. as best as I can, just with the way we've felt about this season and with the COVID stuff. So to start, obviously, the beginning of the year showed us that we can compete with, mm-hmm. you know, I guess the Big Ten can compete with the other teams in the nation, which I think has been pretty evident for a few years now with Ohio State and us, Michigan being, you know, pretty top contenders at on the national level mm-hmm. with the rankings right now. A little weird, but I definitely think we're all super, super excited about the NCAA specifically, because with this season, you know, at least I think it's the Big Ten is one of the only conferences that is allowing only conference matches, and it's been a little, you know, this match today, it's going to be the third time that we play Wisconsin in about 2 months, which, you know, not saying it's not exciting just to play matches, but, you know, of course, we'd like a little variety here and there, and just, you know, wanted a shot against other teams that we're, you know, seeing around and stuff. Definitely NCAAs is something we're looking forward to. Obviously, in my time here, we haven't won the Big Ten or even a share of it. Mm-hmm. It's always been Ohio State kind of in the way and Michigan as well. So we're really trying to do that this year. So we're definitely in no way, you know, looking past the end of this Big Ten season into NCAAs, because we definitely want to, you know, keep taking care of what we can control. But, yeah, no, definitely NCAAs is something we're looking forward to. There's a lot of questions still to be answered about, you know, hosting sites and all of that. But at the end of the day, like, Lake Nona is a great, great place to play. I mean, I was there for the singles tournament a year and a half ago, and it was just an amazing experience just having, you know, people from all over there. With the COVID stuff this year, that might not be the same, but definitely an exciting place to play, and I hope I can take the team. I mean, we can take the team there, and it'll be a good time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, then again, I want to talk to some of your other teammates. I don't want to take up too much of your time, because you do have a match today, but just last few for you. And, you know, you have pro aspirations, obviously, and we've talked about that. But your freshman year, you got to play around a guy in Alex Vukic, who is now, I believe, top 200 in the world, certainly floating around it, qualified for Roland Garros last year. And, you know, Aaron Hiltzik, who had pro aspirations at the time, has since gone on to do other cool things. But, you know, for you to be exposed to that your freshman year, and then, you know, to be now, regardless of the rankings, one of the top players undefeated still here your senior season, what has college tennis done for your development? And, you know, certainly being around pros, I imagine that helped.
Yeah. What's interesting about college is it's very concentrated. Like, you have players at the top of college that you don't realize how good they are in the pro mm-hmm. scene of things. I remember watching Vukic play Cameron Norrie. I think it was my sophomore year at TCU, and we're watching him play a 10-point tiebreak like you would in a, you know, USTA consolation match or something. Now watching Cam Norrie on TV playing, you know, Miami third round, fourth round, it really, you know, it helps with your development in the moment, because you're not thinking, like, you know, too much far ahead or anything. You're just thinking, oh, how can I compete with this guy that I'm seeing at TCU, like number one at TCU? He's a great player. And then you kind of, like, work towards that. And then next thing you know, you're at a level that, you know, maybe you can do something in the pros as well. So having a guy like Vukic around, you know, I was practicing with him a bunch, and again, just trying to beat him and trying to strive to where he's at. You know, you don't realize that that's actually the level that, you know, you're striving to be a pro at that point. Because as you can see, he's, you know, making waves already in the pros and a great player. And, yeah, I mean, anyone that comes to a program like this where there's such legacy with a guy like Kevin Anderson and Rajiv Ram, like all these guys, you kind of just try to do what they did. Brad, our coach, can tell you, like, you know, they did this, they did that, they did this kind of training, and you try to, you don't try to maybe copy them because everyone's different, but, you know, I tried to do things that Vuki did and things that I heard Kevin did and stuff, and, you know, just that kind of training will take you places.
No, evidently, so, it's working. Yeah. Cleveland Challenger semifinal, and, you know, that was your first career Challenger semifinal, second career quarterfinal, and for you to get those pro matches already, how valuable was that for you? And just to get that sort of pro experience, because you're playing Wolfs, you're playing McNally's of the world, you know, Andrew Fenty's, guys who are, you know, I'm trying to think of other examples off my head. Certainly guys, I think you played Nuno back in the day, and so guys, or maybe not, either way. Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah. But you've seen those guys at the top of the college level. To get to play a level up, to play the Bjorn Fertangelos of the world, how great is that experience for you in your development?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because some of those pro matches are honestly like less stressful than some of these pro match, like some of these college matches. You know, battling it out with JJ and some of the other top guys about what, a year and a half ago, and seeing him kind of skip the last year of college and go pro. I mean, he's a good friend, so I'm very like, I know exactly kind of like what his, you know, plan was. Seeing that kind of stuff was like kind of itches for me. Like it was like that's kind of almost like the next step for me a little bit. Like hopefully, you know, playing futures, playing challengers, not being able to do that for now, like a little bit just because of the whole COVID stuff and you know, not knowing where my level was really at after the whole quarantine and you know, I really felt a little like lost on the court. Having a week like that in the pros, which you know, for me is, you know, nothing to take away from college, but for me, you know, the goal for my whole life since I was, you know, 5-6 years old was to, you know, be a pro tennis player. And so having some kind of success in that department and it really gave me some belief, you know, for what can happen in the future. Because again, I didn't really know where my level was at. I was, you know, just playing a few matches here and there and it just, nothing really felt, you know, in stride. And it finally, like, kind of everything kind of clicked in Cleveland for me a little bit and, kind of just hoping to take that forward. Mm-hmm. And, whether that's again in college or, you know, in pros, whatever it is, that momentum, you can't really take that away. So,
Well, then short-term, long-term, my last question for you. Obviously, you're going to get on the pro tour as soon as this season's done, but moving forward, I feel like you guys want a shot at Ohio State again this year, probably more than anything. I feel like that's the general consensus. But is it Big Ten tournament than NCAAs? That's the focus?
Yeah, well,
I mean, you still got a little regular season to go.
Yeah, so focus definitely right now is to finish up that regular season because I don't know, again, I don't know. I don't even know
individual
if my coaches
tournament. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if my coaches know yet. But whatever it is, we want to make sure that we win all the matches that we can in the Big Ten. So whatever the Big Ten or whoever decides who the winner is, you know, we left it all out there. We said this is our resume for the year. But then, yeah, after that again, focus is definitely Big Tens, and then NCAAs, of course. I would like to make the NCAA tournament, but you know, with the rankings, I don't even know what's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, especially it being my last year, the goal for the NCAA tournament would definitely, you know, be to do what I can with the team, and then after that for the individuals, if you know, I made the semifinals like 2 years ago, definitely would like a little more in terms of the U.S. Open. Chances. So
I mean, if you're not a top seed at the individual tournament, we're doing something wrong in college tennis. But it's been a pleasure to get to watch you compete this season. It was great to get to watch you play in Cleveland, and it's always a pleasure to get to chat. So Alex Kovacevic, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, of course.
Hope all of you enjoyed my conversation with Illinois senior All-American Alexander Kovacevic. Sincerely, I appreciate him putting up with all of my nonsense. I contact him, text, DMs, whatever, far too frequently, far more frequently than I should, and he is always willing to respond, always willing to engage, and really has become one of my favorites. So thank you to Kova for taking the time to chat. Obviously, we are wishing him safety, health, success, not only through the rest of this season, except for when he's playing Michigan, of course, but, you know, as he continues the start of his pro career, because sincerely, to hear other pros rave about him in Cleveland, that was half of the fun of my experience. So again, thank you to him for taking the time to chat. A reminder, we've got more Illinois men's tennis interviews down the pipeline for all of you over the next 2 days. We are going to talk to Sifo Monsi. They're formerly undefeated, took his first loss of the season on Sunday, but you know, certainly one of the breakthrough players of this college tennis season. We're going to talk to him tomorrow. We're going to talk to Zeke Clark, who, you know, throughout his college career, one of the surest things to just, you're not going to find a better competitor, and it was so great getting the chance to chat with him. We've got those for you later in the week. We talked to Coach Dancer earlier in the year. We talked to Michael Costa, Illinois alum, now Daily Show correspondent, a few weeks ago. Again, I have served as the play-by-play commentator there this season, if you want to know why. We've had so much Illinois men's tennis-related content of late. It's because of the opportunities that come with that, but that's what we've got coming down the road. Of course, so much Miami action in the book on the pro circuit. If you missed any of that, you can catch up on it all on our mini break podcast. We have recapped each week of the college tennis season on the Great Shot podcast feed. Chris Halioris, Matt Stachowiak joining me again this week to do just that. So be on the lookout for all of our content, which you can find on our website, crackedrackets.com. Like, rate, subscribe, review to this show, the mini break podcast, Great Shot podcast, everything we're doing at Cracked Rackets. Of course, you need those immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, turn to at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly, I am at Great Shot Pod. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Fliegner and Daniel Westhoff, for the of any job they do day in, day out. Shout out as well to our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com. Use that promo code CR15. But with that in mind, for my wonderful guest, Alexander Kovacevic, our super producers, Fliegner and Westhoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you all soon. Thanks, everyone.